Amen. In 1977, I heard Don Finto preach a sermon in Roswell, New Mexico. And I found out that cassette tapes were available of the sermon, and I bought the cassette tape. It was on Romans 8, verses 1 and 2. I bet I listened to that cassette tape of that sermon 20 or 30 times at least in my life. It was the first time I ever learned that you could get sermons on tape. Now, you don't think you get them on tape anymore, but you get them, I guess, on DVD, or you can download them on the computer, and you can watch them on the internet, or you can probably get them on some type of a CD or something. But the sermon that we just heard is one that in my mind has got to be one of the five best sermons I've heard in my life. And it was so well done. Some of you folks in here do not attend the church service that we have. And if you missed it, you need to get on the internet and you need to watch it. You need to listen to it. I almost thought, why don't we go ahead and just stop class and all march back down there because I want to hear it again. I'm serious. It was that good. We'll start this class. Last week was a very frustrating week for me as a teacher because my computer wasn't working, the remote control wasn't working, the sound wasn't working. And we stumbled through the introduction to the lesson, and I finally decided about 10 minutes in, and having an abbreviated time to teach anyway, to throw the lesson away for last week and just take some of what David had been speaking on out of Colossians and show how it meshed within what we had to say in here. So that allows this week us to start back up on where we were last week, and I'll give you a little bit of a reminder of what we dealt with, but we're going to do a little bit of a different introduction. The theme from Dallas didn't seem to go too well from the computer. And so instead, let's go to the year 1984. Do you remember? What is it? Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. The song came out in 1984. It has this incredible keyboard thing going with this bizarre little drum thing going, and you can't understand a lot of what Bruce Springsteen says because of the way he vocalizes or doesn't, but you get that Born in the USA, Born in the USA, Born in the USA, and it was such a sounding of a patriotic song. I think President Reagan, who at the time was running, and his camp tried to use it in some campaigning. Bruce Springsteen stepped in through his people and said, stop, don't use it in campaigning. Then Mondale tried to use it in campaigning, and he told Mondale to stop because no one seemed to listen to the words. The words were not, gee, how patriotic and wonderful. Instead, it's, look how horrible we're treating the Vietnam vets and how tough it is, even though we're born in the USA. And it was a not a song of great joy. It was a song of agony and angst. And it's one, though, that people remember and think with the Red, White, and Blue album cover, surely this is a happy, patriotic song. And maybe it is somewhere that I don't understand.